You catch yourself imagining an endless array of unfavorable outcomes, most of which will never happen. Jesus understood your concerns when he spoke the reassuring words found in the 6th chapter of Matthew. "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. For they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." Verses 25-27 and 34. Today I ask you to take just the next step, and not even start down any what-if rabbit trails. Take your worries to God. Take your troubles to Him. Take your fears to Him. Take your doubts to Him. Take your weaknesses to Him. Take your sorrows to Him, and leave them all there. Build your spiritual house upon the rock that cannot be moved. Of course, it is easy to talk about building on the rock or singing about leaving it all with Jesus. But how exactly can you cast everything on the Lord? I can think of three specifics to get you started. First, set your mind on things above. Second, take every thought captive. And third, call to mind how the Lord has shown you His previous faithfulness. 21 months after Ginny's initial diagnosis, we returned to the Duke Medical Center for a regular follow-up visit. Although we had expected the best, the news was not at all what we wanted to hear. The MRI revealed the possibility that the tumor had returned. After discussing the MRI and answering our immediate questions, Dr. Katie Peters and the medical team left the room. Ginny and I looked at one another, and I prayed with her.